Hey, it's Josie with Affirmation Pod, where you get life-changing affirmations for the abundance you truly deserve. Welcome to new listeners. Welcome back to returning listeners. Big welcome also to my new patrons on Patreon. This episode is feeling triggered when something new stirs up something old. I'm not going to get into any of the individual stories that those who have requested this episode have shared. What I'll say is hearing what you've shared shows me how pain and trauma can come in so many different forms at so many different stages and seasons of life. And what really comes forward to me is how deep the pain can be, was, and how awful it feels that something new and definitely on some level unexpected stirs up that old pain. I've heard a lot of shock and surprise that the intensity of the emotions that come up after this something new. And I also hear feeling discouraged and feeling defeated right in the mix in there, like you thought you made so much progress and now it feels like you haven't made any. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. You know, the busyness of life can really distract us from facing and dealing with things we know we need to be facing and dealing with. The busyness of life can also be the perfect excuse to just not go there. Even when you know you're bottling it up and you're seeing how it affects you in a negative way, what's been helpful for me is to have a contained set time to address not just the issues, but the experiences I'm going through right now that are difficult to talk about, difficult to identify. I do this while I'm walking. I do this while I'm sitting and journaling. I also do this when I meet with my BetterHelp therapist. If you've got things you've been holding inside and you want a set space and time outside of the busyness of your day to go there, give BetterHelp a try. It's all online and they make it easy to schedule or reschedule as needed. You just fill out a quick questionnaire and that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you want to switch therapists at any time, you can for no extra charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this episode today. And thank you to everyone who requested this episode, including those who wanted to but never reached out. Here's affirmations when you're feeling triggered because something new has stirred up something old. I know I've done so much work. I've worked hard at facing what happened, facing the effects of what happened, facing my feelings, processing, moving on, moving forward. Feeling alive again. And then something unexpected runs me over. I don't like feeling defeated. I don't like feeling as if all my time that I've put into recovery and healing could have and should have protected me from being here now. I'm here now. It's an unpleasant time. I'm feeling so many feelings that have me shaking my head, at a loss for words, and just mad. Mad that I'm going through this again. Mad that I'm feeling this again. Mad that I'm seeing this again. It's true. I didn't expect to feel these things. And it's true, I believed the worst was behind me and I wouldn't feel this way to this extent again. Here I am. Here it is. And here's that call to look after myself, to take care of all that's going on. I am deserving of so much better. I always was deserving of so much better. And just as there's so many layers to pain and trauma, there's so many layers to healing and recovery. I choose healing. This could be a time where I spiral out of control, but I choose healing. I choose recovery. I choose to bring to myself all the love, all the care, and all the support I need, because I'm worth it. My life is worth it. My future is worth it. I live in reality, knowing my feelings can get messy, loud, hard to identify. I choose to manage myself, my thoughts, my emotions, my reactions. I manage my triggers. I look at my triggers. I call them out for what they are. I hear why they're here. I hear why they're showing up right now. And I deflate their power over me by sending them out in words, in images, or whatever it takes to get it out. I am deserving of so much better. I always was. I accept my feelings about this. It's my priority to address this consistently. This takes work. I pour so much self-love into this work. I am worth the time and effort it takes to heal and to recover. I have courage. I give myself credit for the strength I've used to make better choices. I am healing. And whatever my best looks like right now, I give myself the best I have to give. That is my gift for you today. This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. We take about 20,000 breaths a day. Boy, I wish I could say it's clean air, but it can have so many different pollutants such as allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores. And according to the EPA, the air we breathe indoors is at least 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outdoors. So what can we do about it? Well, I've been using Air Doctor because it filters out at least 99% of the contaminants, like the ones I mentioned earlier, but also, of course, bacteria and viruses that can make you sick, especially after such a rough cold and flu season in the winter. I knew I really needed this. This is also great if you are working indoors all day, interacting with the public. Come see for yourself. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION to get up to $300 off your air purifier. And just for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any of their air purifiers. You get this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today. I was thinking about the relationship I've built with you. I know many of you are new, but there's also those of you who've been with me for years. And I'd had the thought, I probably couldn't have created this episode years ago when I first started. And I could have, but my relationship with you now, I feel like you get where I'm coming from and where you relate, where you feel empowered, affirmed. It means all the more. Oh, I hope that made sense. If you are looking for this episode without me jabbering on like this, it's available without intros, without outros for those who are premium access members. It's in the anxiety, safety, and grounding category of the Affirmation Pod app, as well as on Patreon. If you want to sign up for premium access, go to affirmationpodpremium.com. That's affirmationpodpremium.com, and that will unlock the ad-free content in the app, as well as bonus episodes and bonus playlists. And I just want to highlight for premium access members that the bonus episode, Calming Trauma Triggers, works really well with this one, and that's also in the anxiety, safety, and grounding category of the app. Again, if you're not a premium access member yet and you want to sign up, you can do that by going to affirmationpodpremium.com. Now go be you, know you. Love you, and remember, just like in this episode, you're deserving of so much better. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now. And have you subscribed to my YouTube channel yet? It's also where you can listen to Affirmation Pod episodes, as well as some other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thank you for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.